All right, so ready to swap out those sandals for some seriously stylish boots?
Oh, yeah.
Because today we're diving deep into packing for an Italian winter getaway.
Nice.
I mean, who doesn't dream of, like, strolling through Rome or, you know, sipping hot chocolate in the Alps?
Sounds magical.
Totally. And our listener is totally on board, right?
Yeah, they're looking to, like, absolutely nail that perfect combo of warmth, practicality, you know, but also that chic Italian style, right?
Yeah.
For their winter trip.
It's a tricky balance, but we found something that might help.
Oh.
You actually shared this awesome packing guide specifically for winter travel in Italy.
Yeah. That one's full of, like, insider tips, you know?
Totally. And what I love is that it goes beyond just, like, listing items.
Yeah, it gets into the why behind the choices, mm-hmm. like why Italians pack a certain way. You get a glimpse into what they really value, especially in winter.
So it's like a window into Italian-style philosophy, basically.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's jump right in. What's the first thing that, like, pops out from this guide? What's the golden rule?
Layering.
Okay.
Big time. But it's not just about, like, piling on clothes.
Right.
It's more like an art form, almost.
Oh, I like that.
Like, you know, making the perfect espresso macchiato.
Okay, stop right there. Explain this espresso analogy, because I do love my coffee.
So the guide basically emphasizes building your outfit in layers, just like a barista builds a macchiato, right? Mm. You start with a strong base layer.
Okay.
Something like those thin thermal shirts.
Right, right.
Or, you know, a classic turtleneck.
Sure.
Then comes the middle layer. This is like that shot of rich espresso.
Okay, got it.
Thick, a luxuria cashmere sweater.
Ooh, nice.
Perfect for those wine dates the guide mentions.
Wait, wine dates and a cozy cashmere sweater.
Yeah.
Sign me up. That sounds like the perfect Italian evening.
For sure.
Yeah.
But just like that macchiato, you know, it needs that final touch.
Yeah.
Foamed milk.
Oh.
Your winter outfit needs its statement piece.
Hmm.
And that's the coat.
Okay, so we're not talking about those puffy ski jackets.
No. Unless you're actually hitting the slopes, the guide says ditch those.
Right.
They're all about, like, tailored wool coats.
Okay.
You know, elegance, structure.
Very Milanese chic.
Exactly. That effortlessly put together look.
Love it.
And the guide actually points out how the right coat can, like, take you anywhere.
Mm.
From the streets of Florence to a gondola ride in Venice.
Yeah.
You know, even exploring the Colosseum.
So versatile.
Yeah, it elevates your whole look, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's got to be Instagram worthy, too.
Oh, absolutely. Picture this. You against the backdrop of the Trevi Fountain.
Perfect.
Looking effortlessly stylish in your perfect Italian coat.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Okay, so we've got the layering down.
Mm-hmm.
What about shoes?
You're going to be doing a lot of walking, especially on those charming cobblestone streets.
Yeah.
So ditch those impractical heels.
Yeah, cobblestones and stilettos, not a good mix.
Right. The guide suggests ankle boots as the gold standard.
Yeah.
Chic, versatile.
Right.
But most importantly, walkable.
They really do complete any outfit, but I imagine you'd want some sneakers in there too, you know, for those longer days of exploring.
For sure, for sure. But not just any sneakers. The guide emphasizes, like, quality and understated style.
Oh, interesting.
It reflects that Italian appreciation for well-crafted pieces. They see it as an investment, not just a, you know, fleeting trend.
It's about timeless style.
Totally. And this actually ties back to that whole thing about buying fewer items but choosing higher quality. It's about sustainability and craftsmanship.
It's like they're saying, choose pieces you'll love and wear for years to come. And speaking of pieces that can elevate your look, what does the guide say about accessories?
They call scarves, like, the key to Italian winter style. And not just for warmth.
Right.
It's a way to, like, add a pop of color, personality, a touch of drama even.
Yeah, yeah.
To your outfit.
Mm. And I think they specifically recommend packing a variety, right? Like a mix of neutral and bolder scarves.
Exactly.
To adapt your look.
Yeah, depending on your mood, the occasion.
I love that.
And don't forget about hats.
Oh, yes.
Hats. A classic wool hat's perfect for warmth. Or maybe even a beret.
Ooh, a beret. I like where this is going. So we've got scarves. We've got hats. What about when those winter winds really kick in? Is there, like, a secret weapon for staying warm?
Okay, so the guide has this clever trick.
All right.
A packable down jacket.
Oh, interesting.
It's lightweight enough to wear under your stylish coat for extra warmth.
Okay.
But it also folds down really small.
So practical and fashionable.
Exactly. Warmth and fashion, best of both worlds.
Love it.
And this actually leads us to another key concept the guide highlights.
Mm-hmm.
packing like an Italian. It's about embracing a capsule wardrobe.
Okay, I've heard of capsule wardrobes, but refresh my memory.
Sure. So it's all about like selecting a limited number of high quality, versatile pieces that can be mixed and matched.
Okay.
You stick to a core, like neutral color palette.
Right.
And then you add those pops of color with your accessories, like those scarves we talked about.
Makes so much sense. So it's about maximizing outfits.
Yeah.
While minimizing what you actually pack.
Exactly. Efficient and stylish.
Exactly. And the guide even recommends packing cubes.
Oh, yeah. Those are lifesavers.
They not only like keep your suitcase organized, but they also help you stick to that whole less is more philosophy.
For sure. For sure.
Packing cubes.
Yeah.
Game changers. I feel like I'm already starting to like think like an Italian packer. But it's not just about the clothes, right?
Hmm.
What about those all-important beauty essentials?
So Italian winters can be surprisingly dry. So the guide really stresses moisturizer, SPF, and lip balm.
Wait, SPF in winter?
Yeah, even when it's cold, the sun's rays can still damage your skin.
That's a good point, yeah.
Especially at higher altitudes, like if you're going to the Alps.
Yeah. Okay, so moisturizer, SPF, lip balm, check. What about makeup? Is there like a particular Italian winter makeup look?
The guide's all about enhancing your natural features, not concealing them.
Yeah.
So think less is more.
Okay.
Maybe a touch of mascara.
Yeah.
And, you know, a bold red lipstick if you're feeling fancy.
That classic Italian elegance. So we've got the layering, the chic coat, the ankle boots, the scarves, the packing cubes, the beauty essentials. What else could we possibly need?
Well, the guide actually has a whole section dedicated to going beyond the suitcase.
Oh, I love that.
Those little things that can really enhance your Italian winter experience.
Like insider tips.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like one of their top recommendations is learning a few basic Italian phrases.
Oh, beyond ciao.
Yeah, like scusi for, excuse me.
Okay, scusi.
Grazie for, thank you. And of course, the essential one, dove il miglior gelato.
Which means?
Where's the best gelato?
Mm. You absolutely cannot forget that one. Gelato is a must in Italy, no matter the season. Okay, so we're speaking language. We've got our chic outfits plan. What other beyond the suitcase tips does the guide offer?
One that stood out was their advice on dining etiquette.
Okay.
They suggest ditching the sweatpants.
Okay.
And athletic wear when going out to dinner.
It's true. Italians do have that reputation for dressing up, even for casual occasions.
Yeah, it's about respecting the experience,
yeah,
the people you're with.
It's about like appreciating the moment. And it actually leads to a really interesting question that the guide doesn't explicitly address.
Oh.
We know how to look the part for an Italian winter.
Right.
But what about experiencing the season beyond fashion?
Ah, good question.
What are those unique Italian winter experiences we should be seeking out?
That sounds like a whole other conversation.
It does, doesn't it? But before we get into that, let's recap what we've learned so far about packing like a true Italian. So it's all about layering, choosing quality over quantity, and adding those touches of Italian flair with accessories. It's not just a list of items, it's a philosophy.
Exactly.
It's like we've cracked the code to Italian winter style.
I think we have.
That blend of practicality, warmth, and that effortless chic, you know, that Italians are known for.
It's all about the attitude.
And while the guide focuses on the practicalities of looking the part, it leaves us with this like tantalizing question. How can we go beyond the suitcase and truly immerse ourselves in the magic of an Italian winter?
That's something to think about.
It is. And it's something we'll be exploring more in the next part of our deep dive. We've got packing like a true Italian down.
Yeah.
But now let's talk about, you know, actually experiencing the magic of Italy in winter.
Right.
It's easy to picture those like sun-drenched summer vacations.
Right.
But I have a feeling winter offers a totally different kind of charm.
It totally does. Hmm. You know, there's a certain romance to Italy in winter. Fewer crowds, that crisp air, cozy atmosphere. It's the perfect time to explore, like, different side of the country.
And let's not forget the food.
Oh, yeah.
Hearty pasta dishes, creamy risottos, steaming bowls of polenta. It's like comfort food heaven.
You're making me hungry.
I know, right?
But, you know, beyond the culinary delights, there are so many unique experiences to be had during the Italian winter. Have you ever, like, thought about visiting the Italian Alps?
The Alps in winter? That sounds like a, like, scene straight out of a postcard.
Picture this. Snow-capped peaks, charming villages, you know, nestled in the valleys. You could hit the slopes or just relax by a roaring fire and traditional chalet. It's a like completely different side of Italy.
That sounds incredible. So what kind of activities are we talking about? Is it just for skiers?
Skiing and snowboarding are like big draws, obviously. But there's something for everyone. Imagine snowshoeing through silent forests or, you know, ice skating on a frozen lake. You could even take a dog sledding tour through the snowy landscapes.
Dog sledding through the Italian Alps. Okay, you've officially sold me on this.
Yeah, and afterward. You can warm up in a cozy chalet with some hot chocolate by the fire. It's like the ultimate winter wonderland experience.
It sounds magical, but let's be real. Not everyone's a mountain person. What if our listener is more of a, you know, city explorer?
Yeah.
Does Italy still have that winter magic in its, like, urban spaces?
Absolutely. Italian cities have a special charm in winter, you know. Imagine the festive atmosphere of holiday markets. The aroma of roasted chestnuts.
Oh, I love roasted chestnuts.
Right. And those iconic landmarks, but like beautifully illuminated.
Yeah, yeah.
Picture strolling through the Colosseum or St. Peter's Square without the usual summer crowds. It's a different experience. A sense of peace and tranquility that's hard to find during, you know, peak season.
You can really soak in the history and art without feeling rushed.
Exactly.
So which cities are like must-sees for a winter city break in Italy?
Well, Rome is always a classic choice.
Of course.
Beautiful any time of year, but during the holiday season, it's magical.
Yeah.
The Christmas markets are incredible. The whole city's adorned with the, like, twinkling lights. It's breathtaking.
Rome at Christmas time. Okay, I'm adding that to my bucket list. What about some of the other iconic cities? Like, what about Florence?
Florence is amazing in winter. Imagine strolling along the Arno River, crossing the Ponte Vecchio, seeing the Duomo.
Right.
They all take on a different kind of beauty with, like, a dusting of snow.
Why bet?
Plus, Florence is renowned for its art scene. I imagine spending a cozy afternoon at the Uffizi Gallery, or, you know, the Accademia. Home to Michelangelo's David.
And no crowds.
Exactly.
That sounds perfect. And what about Venice? I know it can get, like, super crowded.
Yeah.
But is it worth visiting in winter?
Venice in winter is like stepping back in time.
Oh.
The mist hangs over the canals. Gondolas glide silently through the water. It's incredibly atmospheric. And because there are fewer tourists, you can, you know, really appreciate the city's unique beauty.
So whether you're looking for adventure in the Alps, a romantic city escape, a deep dive into art and history, Italy in winter really has something for everyone.
It really does.
Yeah.
And no matter where you go in Italy, you're guaranteed delicious food, warm hospitality, and a chance to experience, you know, la dolce vita.
The sweet life.
Even in winter.
Even in winter.
It's about embracing that slower pace of life.
Yeah.
You know, savoring the moment, enjoying the simple pleasures.
Speaking of embracing the Italian way of life, what about those unique winter traditions? I'm always fascinated by, like, the cultural side of travel.
Oh, yeah, for sure. One tradition that's particularly charming is the celebration of Epiphany on January 6th. It's a huge deal in Italy, especially for kids.
I've heard of Epiphany, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
What does it celebrate?
It commemorates the arrival of the three wise men to visit baby Jesus.
Oh, okay.
And in Italy, it's traditionally the day when children receive gifts brought by a benevolent witch named La Befana.
La Befana, a gift-giving witch. Okay, that's a new one for me. Tell me more.
So legend has it that La Befana is an old woman who rides a broomstick and delivers gifts to, you know, well-behaved children.
Mm-hmm.
She even fills their stockings just like Santa Claus.
Wow.
But she leaves coal for the naughty ones, and you'll see La Befana imagery everywhere during the holiday season. She's a beloved figure symbolizing, like, generosity and kindness.
That's a really cool, like, twist on the traditional holiday figure. It's like Santa Claus meets Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
But in January. Are there any other unique events or celebrations that our listener might encounter during their Italian winter adventure?
Lots of cities and towns have, like, their own local festivals throughout the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
Venice, for example, hosts the famous Carnival of Venice.
Ah, the carnival.
In February.
I've seen pictures, those incredible masks and costumes.
Oh, yeah.
It looks spectacular.
It is. It's a time for, like, revelry and celebration. Mask balls, parades, street performances, the whole city just, like, comes alive with color and energy.
It sounds amazing. Are there any other, like, local festivals that you'd recommend checking out?
If you're a food and wine enthusiast, there are tons of festivals celebrating regional specialties. In Tuscany, for example, there's a truffle festival in November.
Oh, wow.
You can sample truffle-infused dishes and even learn about truffle hunting.
Truffle hunting in Tuscany. Now, that's an experience. So we've gone beyond just packing, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking about diving into the local culture, those traditions.
Exactly. It's about immersing yourself in the local way of life, experiencing those unique flavors, the festivities, and, you know, really embracing the season with the people who call Italy home.
I feel like we've just scratched the surface of experiencing an Italian winter.
We've definitely covered a lot of ground, from the practicalities of packing to those unique winter experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still some insightful nuggets from that packing guide that we haven't touched on yet.
Wow.
Tips that can really elevate your trip.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Okay, so we're back ready to wrap up our Italian winter deep dive with some final tips and insights from that packing guide. You mentioned some insightful nuggets.
Yeah, one thing that really stuck with me was that emphasis on quality over quantity.
Mm.
And it goes beyond just, like, saving space in your luggage, right?
Yay.
Italians, they have this deep appreciation for well-made items that last.
Yeah.
It's about investing in pieces that will last for years, not just a season.
It's buying less, but buying better.
Exactly.
Mm.
And it aligns with that whole capsule wardrobe idea,
That's
right?
Totally.
Choosing versatile pieces, you're embracing both style and sustainability.
Now, I'm curious, did the guide mention any fashion faux pas to avoid, you know, things that might scream like tourist in Italy?
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
They specifically advise against anything too flashy or revealing, you know, respecting local customs and dressing appropriately for the climate.
Right, because Italian winters can be pretty chilly.
Yeah, so practicality is key.
So maybe leave those crop tops and miniskirts at home, even for a night out.
Probably a good idea. The guide highlights that Italians tend to dress more conservatively, especially in winter.
Yeah.
It's all about that understated elegance, remember?
Right, right. So when in doubt, classic and sophisticated. Speaking of respecting local customs, did the guide mention any other cultural nuances that are, like, helpful to know?
Yeah, a few things. For example, punctuality isn't always a top priority in Italy.
So if I have dinner reservations at 8 p.m.,
right,
it might be 8.15 even later.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But it's not considered rude. It's just a different pace of life.
Just go with the flow. Enjoy that leisurely Italian pace.
Yeah. Clear.
What else?
Oh, they also noted that Italians are very expressive communicators. So don't be surprised to see, like, lots of hand gestures.
Yeah.
Animated conversation.
The hand gestures. I've definitely seen those in action.
Maybe even a bit of physical touch, you know. It's part of their warm, passionate way of connecting.
So it's about embracing that energy, not being afraid to express yourself.
Exactly. And ultimately, the guide emphasizes just enjoying the experience.
Yeah.
Savoring each moment, immersing yourself in the culture, you know, creating memories.
It's la dolce vita.
The sweet life, even when it's cold outside.
Exactly. And with that in mind, I think we've given our listener all the tools they need to not only pack for an Italian winter, but to really experience it.
Yeah, from fashion tips to navigating cobblestone streets in style. They're ready to embrace Italy in winter.
They've got the fashion, the cultural insights, most importantly, the mindset.
To make it unforgettable.
And who knows, maybe they'll even come back fluent in Italian hand gestures.
Now that would be impressive.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up our Italian winter deep dive. We hope you've enjoyed the journey and feel inspired to explore the beauty and charm of Italy during this magical time of year.
Ciao.
As a listener or a viewer, you can now get an instantly downloadable copy of any of the immersive Italian travel guidebooks at 50% off the normal price at theinnersecrets.com. Look for the menu item on the homepage, Viewers and Listeners Shop. Thank you for listening today.